We will discuss in detail the secrets of delegation later, but for now, we have to talk through getting our team to make decisions. You can't make the leap from making all the decisions to having your team make all the decisions in one step. You have to teach your team the art of making the call, particularly your leaders or future leaders. The first mistake of a small business that has hired a few people is the team and the owner both make the mistake of giving the owner the title of chief fireman. The owner's job is to put out all the fires by himself, to make all the decisions. This exhausts the owner and creates a workflow bottleneck. When we first started, I decided on the quality and price of paper we would put in the copier, the type of coffee we bought, and every other single detail. I was in charge all right, but very soon I was exhausted, and the team had no power and no dignity. There was a line forming at my office to ask permission and direction on every single detail. This is a normal progression for the small business person to grow past emotionally, but be quick to recognize this as a bad process and grow your people to make the call. Steve Brown, a leadership teacher, talks about viewing this process with monkeys in mind. Once I did so, it changed my perspective, even on parenting teens. This is how Steve describes it. When a team member walks into your office with a problem, a decision that needs to be made, visualize them with a monkey standing on their shoulder. When the team member makes the statement, "We have a problem," you should visualize that monkey jumping from his shoulder onto the center of your desk. So, if your team drops by your office all day long and leaves you their monkeys, you will soon be running a zoo. Your job as an entre leader is to make sure when your team member leaves your office, they take their monkey with them. The first step is to give them some ideas for options and instruct them to come back with three good ways to solve the problem and a suggested course of action. The next step is to teach your team to come to your office with a problem only after they have found three or more possible solutions and a suggested course of action. That makes for some great discussions and teachable moments as you show them how you would make the call. After solving problems and making the call with your help several times, the best team members begin to see the pattern you use and can do what you do. The final step is very personally rewarding. The final step is when the team member sends an email and tells you what the problem or opportunity was, what the possible solutions were, and finally, how they already solved it. Now you are officially beginning to run a business instead of it running you.